dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. So I shared with you yesterday how the Lord has led us to make a 24-hour clock divided into 30-minute segments and prayers, worldwide prayers. That's the people that pray with us every noon on Wednesday, and prayers, any other prayers who would like to join us, that we would make sure that there would be a 30-minute segment each day when we would be praying with the Holy Ghost giving us the utterance. This is not our regular prayer. This is not our regular time with God when we're praying with our understanding, but this is a 30-minute segment we give to Him. And we say, Lord, give me utterance. The problems in the world today are beyond our heads. And we don't even know what to pray for as we ought. I'm thinking about that massacre in Jerusalem. He knew about it before it happened. And I don't know for sure, but if someone had been praying in the Holy Ghost at 6 o'clock in the morning, before that thing happened at 7, he might have, in Israel, he might have had opportunity. He needs a man on earth to ask him. He needs prayers. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. And so there'll be prayer going up. I shared yesterday, you can go online and hear it archived. And you can keep listening. I don't know when Jared's going to get this done, but sometime in the near future, he's going to be giving you the lesson from today at our prayer because it was so anointed. And it will be up online. You can see it on the archives. I don't know how soon they'll get that up, but it won't be too long. And so I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking about what can we do at Prayer Mountain? What does God want us to do? And I've been thinking about that clock. And Gene Wiseman called me Sunday. Now, Brother Gene Wiseman is a prophet. I don't go after everybody who runs down the road calling themselves a prophet. As far as I know, he's never called himself a prophet, but he is one. And I was introduced to his ministry through Norval and Zona Hayes. And they know that he's a true prophet of God. As do, he's been helping in a church down in Miami, Florida, Stan and Jerry Moore. And he's a very humble man, but if he gets something from God, he'll call me. And he said, he called me on Sunday, and he said that he had had a dream. Three dreams, in fact, in one night. And I'll give them to you. I have a book here that I wrote it in when he called me. In the first dream, there was Gloria Copeland. He said, in the dream, I knew it was a dream. She spoke in her calm way, but I knew that there was an unction on those words that she said. And I thought in my dream, I must remember these words. And the three words she said were, energize the saints. Energize the saints. He woke up. He got up. Brother Wiseman, he meditated on it, wrote those words down, went back to sleep. He had a second dream. And in the second dream was Terry Chapman. And Ron, Terry and Ron Chapman were trained in prayer by Eufaula McGee, and they, for a long time, they led our prayer out here at Prayer Mountain until God moved them to the southwest, New Mexico, I believe, or Arizona. And he saw Terry Chapman and Ron, and they had a look on their faces as if they were in stress, having to press and push themselves and grab every ounce of strength to push on, to keep pushing on. That dream ended. He got up. He meditated on it. In the third dream, he saw a lady he'd known for years. I happen to have known this lady, to know her myself. She ministers a lot with Norval, Elaine Homer. She's a pastor of a small church in Alabama. In the dream, she looked as if she had to push. And then she said, "I just really don't know what to do since my dad left me with this work." In reality, her father had passed away some years before and left the church for her to pastor. But he said, "I knew when all the three dreams were over that the people were in the dreams, they were unlike how they are in the natural. The Chapmans don't have that kind of a look on their face. They don't, you know, go around looking like they just pressed and stressed. Elaine doesn't. She's a very positive person, moves in the gifts of the Spirit." He said, "So I knew they were representative. Gloria, I knew," he said, and she and the Chapmans, he said, "I knew are connected to you. You do television with Gloria. You're good friends with Gloria. And so you were by association, the dreams affected you. That's why I'm calling you." She spoke three words: "Energize the saints." Then he said, "I knew that Terry Chapman and Ron, they were symbolic of the prayers and the prayer movement, and especially symbolic of the prayer movement out from Prayer Mountain. And Elaine represented the small churches." He said, "I go to big churches. I went and helped the Moors, and they have a large church." But he said, "My real call is to small churches. I like to go where they're having a challenge and work with them there." And he said, "Every so often lately, an anointing has been coming on me." These are Brother Wiseman's words. "To encourage the prayers. And especially to those who might be taking it nonchalantly." He said, "The prayer move has to be kept alive. This prayer movement must stay alive." And he spoke to me. He said, "You have an energy yourself to impart. Continue to do it. There is much life. There is much light that God wants to bring forth in the midst of death and darkness." He said, "And then there are a lot of churches, little churches and large. They're like hungry birds, and there is something yet to be imparted to them." Then he spoke to me about Israel. "When you get both feet on the ground in Israel, that's when you're going to see the results of your ministry. The Word and the Spirit move." And he spoke to me about other things, prophesied to me about some things. But he also said that he looked up the word energize. And when he looked it up, he found some of these. A few he spoke to me. Energize, to impart energy. To make energetic. I thought this one was indicative, very indicative of what the Lord has asked us to do with the prayer clock. To set in motion. Set the prayers in motion. To vitalize. Then I myself wanted to look it up. So I went to the Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary. And Noah Webster defines energize. To act with force. To operate with vigor, to act in producing an effect, to give strength or force to give active vigor to. I went on my online dictionary. You know, just you're there online, you're typing in Word, you just go up, punch tools. And here's what the dictionary said about energize. To give somebody or something energy. To make or become active. To supply with power. I thought about us. He's the power. If we're energized, He's the power. The power could be dunamis, the power could be exousia, it could be a dynamite type power, it could be an authority. And then, of course, online you have the thesaurus, which gives you its meaning that it gave for energize was invigorate or rejuvenate. Synonyms, words that mean the same. Invigorate, strengthen, boost, galvanize. And here's one, motivate. Here's another one, animate, empower, revitalize, pep up. So think of those in ourselves as prayers. Invigorate the prayers, strengthen the prayers, boost the prayers, galvanize the prayers, bring them together into one movement, motivate the prayers. Animate the prayers. Empower the prayers. Revitalize the prayers. Pep up the prayers. And I don't know. It just came with such an anointing. You're going to want to listen to that. You're going to want to go online and look at the Wednesday the 19th when they get it up. And then this one, of course, energize comes from the root word energy. The noun is energy. And so in Webster's 1828 definition of energy, this was so telling. Number one, internal or inherent power. The power of operating, whether exerted or not. As men possessing energies, sometimes suffer them to lie inactive. If you're filled with the Holy Ghost, that Spirit that God said He will help you pray when you don't know how to pray, you can be quite inactive. You can let Him lay dormant. My son Chip has a teaching that he talks about the Holy Ghost as if he's a team member. You don't put him on the bench. You get him into the game. So let me read this again from Webster's 1828 definition of energy. The power of operating, whether exerted or not. As men possessing energy sometimes suffer them to be inactive. But listen to this line. Danger will rouse the dormant energies of our natures into action. That's what gets people praying when the troubles come. But we want to let God use us now to bring forth His will in the earth. We can't just criticize. We can't just send emails about how bad things are. But I think we can do something here. If united, we can provide a 24-hour clock that someone, somewhere, who knows what they're doing, can yield to the Holy Ghost and let Him pray through them. This is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, shalom, until next time.